Everybody, again, this is the place where you come to gain that feeling of confidence and complete sense of control that you're going to make a profit on every new deal that you do. And Investor Comps will always focus on knowing the best acquisition value and after repair value, taking that valuation first approach, because regardless of what type of transaction you do, whether it's a pre-foreclosure, subject to foreclosure, HUD deal, auction property, you've got to know your numbers. It is the one core thing that will ensure that you do the best possible deals throughout your entire portfolio. My background as a real estate appraiser has given me the footprint to be able to share all the wisdom and knowledge you need to know, regardless of the market area that you're engaging in throughout the continental United States and Alaska and Hawaii and territories like Puerto Rico, so that you can, again, always make a profit when you buy.
You're listening to the Appraiser Secrets Podcast with your host, Mark Jackson. You will get straightforward advice for how to make a profit on every new transaction that you do, compounding your net worth and growing your wealth substantially all through real estate. Get more information at appraisersecrets.com.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us for this episode of Investor Comps Presents Appraiser Secrets Podcast. It is my absolute joy to have the position, the opportunity to serve each and every one of you in the Investor Comps community and beyond. Want to welcome who is now, I consider this gentleman an absolute friend and probably the best investor, agent, broker on the entire island of Puerto Rico, Mr. Enrique Morales, who we affectionately call Kike. Thank you so much for taking time to join me today, man. I really appreciate it.
I really appreciate you inviting me here. Thank you for those words. We do what we do with passion, and hopefully we will keep on helping you and all the investors that you bring down to our beautiful island. Thank you, Mark.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And everybody, again, this is the place where you come to gain that feeling of confidence and complete sense of control that you're going to make a profit on every new deal that you do. And Investor Comps will always focus on knowing the best acquisition value and after repair value, taking that valuation first approach, because regardless of what type of transaction you do, whether it's a pre-foreclosure, subject to foreclosure, HUD deal, auction property, you've got to know your numbers. It is the one core thing that will ensure that you do the best possible deals throughout your entire portfolio. My background as a real estate appraiser has given me the footprint to be able to share all the wisdom and knowledge you need to know, regardless of the market area that you're engaging in throughout the continental United States and Alaska and Hawaii and territories like Puerto Rico, so that you can, again, always make a profit when you buy. Kike, one of the things I've never asked you before, to kind of get things kicked off here, is how did you come to be a real estate agent and then broker? I've never asked you that before.
That's a good and interesting question. I graduated in 1994. I studied in Boston, Cambridge. And when I came down to Puerto Rico, there was, back in those days, 94, there were no engineering jobs. That's what I studied, engineering. Okay. So I came down to Puerto Rico, basically kind of without any focus on what I was going to do in my engineering career. So then all of a sudden, an aunt of mine and my sister, she has a real estate school. Mm-hmm. So my sister tells me, hey, aunt says that if we go to a real estate school, she'll give us a discount on the course. And I was like, oh, that's great. That's great. Let's get that discount. How much is the discount? And she discounted us the course from like $500 to $350. Okay. We both studied real estate. This was back in 2001, end of 2000, beginning of 2001. And here we are 20 years later, happy as a clam.
Well, that's one way to get started. You know, actually, it probably was good that she charged you because we know we always value what we pay for more than those things that are just given to us. So that your aunt was a very, very smart lady. She made sure you had some skin in the game. You know, we talk about that. We talk about doing that with deals all the time. So I realize there's probably an evolution of your experience being an agent, working with buyers, listing properties, showing property, stuff like that. But Kike, our relationship has always been related to investment property. Nothing about being an owner-occupied resident, or the case may be. And you have handled our engagement just fluently from the very beginning, even just when we started out doing HUD deals and fix those up for long-term hold or for flipping, whatever the case may be. I'm curious for those that are listening, you know, it's not that necessarily easy to land a broker, an agent, a real estate professional that can immediately work with an investor, someone that does not want to get in a car and be shown a house to buy. Completely different world. Kind of walk us through, how did you come to the skill set you have being basically an investor's broker?
Great question, Mark. Thank you. Yes. We've always, in our company, Divine Properties, since 2001, we've always been a listing broker. We've done residential, we've done a little bit of commercial, but we have also done the steps towards a analysis and being adept at doing an analysis of properties. We took about 4 or 5 years ago a designation called CCP, Certified Commercial Practitioner. And in that course, obviously, this was done by J.M. Padron, a very recognized CCIM. And he showed us all the steps and skills needed. We've obviously put them into practice these last four or five years. And basically helping people like you. I believe I should mention that when you reach out to me, perhaps a year and a half, 2 years ago, God has mysterious and beautiful ways of working. And it was a confluence of factors that came about with the pandemic looming and some HUD foreclosures and a regular, let's say, irregular economy. Mm-hmm. Down in Puerto Rico, there started to be, again, some investment opportunities for people like you and groups like yours and your clients. And here we are. I mean, we properties, and this is only when our symposium comes, you will see that Puerto Rico is chock full of investment opportunities, and it will only get better.
True. I genuinely believe that. Now, Kike, one of the things that I've really marveled at, again, sticking to this idea of being an investor's agent, you have this skill set of also getting those off-market deals, working with wholesalers and other individuals that aren't just listing other properties. I mean, you're not the guy that's just combing the internet or the Classificado for deals. You're actually engaging with other individuals, one-on-one calls, reaching out and touch bases with you. Talk about how you develop those relationships and what they've meant for, you know, the investor and clients that you serve, like myself and others right there in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, that's a very good point. First of all, we've been 20 years doing this. So, and we've always done a very ethical and a very proactive involvement in our real estate community. Everybody knows working the market, a good relation, actually something that might be a little bit intangible to our listeners, but it's very tangible to me, is the fact that I moved our office from kind of out of the metro area we moved into the heart of the city mm-hmm. about 5 years ago. And this has helped because we are right in the middle of banks and we are right in the middle of some wholesaler offices. Mm-hmm. So we have developed relations with them. We are a phone call away, and actually I am walking distance away from two or three of those. Mm-hmm. So we always are on the lookout for deals for ADHD and all the other clients. And that relation has definitely paid off. And it's something that we take to, you know, every time we take it to a better level so that we know, those wholesalers know, and those investors know that we're going to be there for them, and we can get them the good deals, and we are going to get a good deal for both, because that's what's needed to be done. It has to be a good deal for ADHD or the investor, and it has to be a good deal for the seller. And if there's another agent involved, a good deal for that other agent as well. So everybody wins.
I would like the follow-up that you do as well. I mean, we started looking at a 9-unit apartment building in November of 2020, and we put all our numbers together. You introduced me to Jesus Iturino, who's just a phenomenal commercial and residential contractor. We put together our scope of work for that project, did our bid, had a couple of counter offers, and it just didn't come together the way we like to do at Investor Comps, knowing that we're going to make a profit when we buy. And yet, I mean, literally almost 6 months later, you kind of in the background still cut your pulse on that transaction and heard back from the seller, and they wound up accepting one of our original offers, which was certainly quite modest, but evidently still was a win for them. It's that type of follow-up that just adds value to what you do for any client. Of course, now we appreciate it a whole lot, but I've seen you engage and take phone calls and talk to other folks, really being in that, you know, servant mode as a broker for the investors that you serve. So I just wanted to kind of paint that picture to show those are the elements that a person wants to look for when they're engaging with an investing broker, an investing agent. If you had to think of it off the top of your head, what would be some of the, maybe just one or two points, things that anybody, whether they're on the mainland or, you know, working in Puerto Rico, those things that would really be a sign that you've got a good investor's agent. What do you think those things would be?
Well, here I would have to go back to basics. Every agent worth his salt has to answer the telephone, has to be there in a promptly fashion for every single client, be it a 10 property client, be it a 1 property client. Like you said, follow up to me is fundamental. I learned that many years ago, and I follow it to the letter. I'm a very persistent agent. I've sold properties to clients 3-4 years down the line, perhaps not that first property, but some property, because I got very good follow-up skills. I got some technology working for us with our CRMs as well. And definitely, I think, Mark, it's relations as well. Sometimes you even have brought me properties, and in paper, they might sound good, but that's a good thing that you have me, and some of your investors could have us, our services, because everything in paper, especially with Puerto Rico, like you say, boots on the ground, knowledge, that deal on paper in reality is not as good, be it because of the returns, be it because of the areas of the rents it might fetch or not command or command. Then definitely that's the value added that a good investor agent provides for you, among many other things. And obviously the personal relation that we have forged with you, your staff, your family as well, that's, to me, is very important. It's more, sorry, for a little bit, it's much more than the next transaction.
Right.
It's forging that relation that will last for years and years, and that is satisfactory and excellent for both client and us as well.
Exactly. And you make such a good point. I mean, there's a number of nuggets in there, but the dynamic of just because I see it on paper as a deal, hey, here's the right conditions, room count, stuff like that. You've on a number of cases said, Mark, it's just not the right community. The location is a challenge. MJ, it just isn't, it doesn't have the power or utility, it isn't split up the way you want to do it. Or I mean, there's been other examples of that. That's probably one of the most significant things, to have an agent that will tell you no on a deal just because we think we found one. So let me really bring this home, because you're going to be with us at the Investor Comps Go Hire Mastermind July 22nd through 24th. We are going to be doing a full day of real estate investing, a full day of tax strategies to hold on to the good profits and income that you make in real estate, even some strategies that can be utilized through Puerto Rico, either tax benefits or through residency. And then we're going to be going out on a catamaran cruise, really kind of sharing those that come live to the event what the beautiful island, this amazing U.S. territory, is really, really like. And of course, we have something special bonus for those that are going to be streaming, because we're going to do it live and streaming for the entire event. And really glad to have you there, Kike. Without giving it entirely, we want to save some for the mastermind. What makes Puerto Rico this really unique opportunity for real estate investing? Just kind of share just one or two little nuggets, if you don't mind.
Yeah, of course. Puerto Rico, first of all, we are basically a commonwealth of the U.S. So our financial systems, our currency, our governmental systems, our judicial systems, they are all modeled after the U.S. So this offers, Puerto Rico offers in very general terms, something familiar to the stateside investor, something that the stateside investor and other people might look as stability, as something that they know and that they can definitely navigate.
Yeah.
That's number one. Number two, and it's basically like a causation of this, is the fact that since we are also governed by the federal government, then we have HUD deals, we have federal deals, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, we have a lot of special situations that are basically a perfect alliance of factors for investors to come down here. And definitely some of the things that we're going to talk about in the investor summit, but there are tax incentives in Puerto Rico going on right now and for the following couple of opportunity for all of the, you know, all the audience that is listening to us, is going to be a definitely couple of interesting decades coming up with a lot of good investments, good foreclosure. There's going to be foreclosures coming in the horizon. So it's going to be definitely something very attractive to all of you.
There you go. There you go. Well, I thank you. You dropped just a couple of nuggets, because there's so many, many more. Not to mention, it's just an amazing environment to be on a Caribbean island that is a U.S. territory. The sights, the sounds, the feel of the air, the beach, the tropical forest. There's any number of different attributes that can be afforded any number of different pieces of real estate as you go around the island. So I'm going to stop there. You gave some good ones. I don't want to give it entirely away.
And Mark, something else, that everybody that is listening to us, our island is basically, we don't, in Puerto Rico, we have a very different culture in terms of that we don't measure in miles or kilometers. We measure in time. And you can cross our island side to side in like 3 hours and top to bottom in like an hour. So everything in Puerto Rico is close.
Yeah.
And that is also something very attractive in terms of distances to travel to all the different investments that you might purchase in the island.
That is a very, very, very good point. I love that. Well, everybody, thank you so very much for being with us. Of course, leave us some comments, subscribe, be with us, hit that notification button so you can get updates on future podcasts as we continue to provide content to you that help you grow and expand your real estate investing business, but also gaining that complete feeling of confidence and sense of control that we really, really foster, knowing that you're going to make a profit when you buy on each and every new deal. To register for the Investor Comps 8th Annual Go Higher Mastermind, go to investorcomps.com and click on the events tab, or you can merely go to our URL, www.investorcomps.com/mastermind. You can register to come live. There's two more live seats left, and then also you can register for to have a streaming seat. We'll get a mailing package out to you with the content material for the event and then all the links to be on. So other than that, everybody, Kike, thank you so very much for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. God bless. Take
care. God bless everybody.
We'll see you on the next episode of Investor Comps Presents Appraiser Secrets. Take good care.
You've been listening to another episode of the Appraiser Secrets Podcast with Mark Jackson. The place to be to create your freedom lifestyle with more time off, security, and peace of mind. Find out more at appraisersecrets.com.